live in accordance with the nature of things. Build your house on solid ground. Keep your mind still. When giving, be kind. When speaking, be truthful. When ruling, be just. When working, be one-pointed. When acting, remember, timing is everything.
Tao Te Ching is so rich in timeless insight, it drew Jonathan Starr back to reread and ponder it over and over again. The original text was in a very ancient Chinese dialect that long predates the Chinese spoken today. And the English translations varied, all bursting with meaning, some sounding over-formal, others more lyrical. But the problem was the different versions conveyed sometimes substantially different meanings.
The more versions I got, the more it was like, wait, what is the Tao? What is it? And so it was clarifying in one way, but the confusion. So after I had built up 6 Taos, 10, 20, 30, 40.
You read 40 translations.
40. You know, and then it was like, wait a second. So that was the process. I mean,
but what drew you to it, even through these various doorways all leading to presumably the same thing? What was the magnet? What was the draw for you?
The same thing that pretty much motivated me for everything was like, what is the truth? What is this reality we're living in? Because I had been steeped in yoga at the time. I probably was living in an ashram. And, you know, this whole quest for what is the truth? Who am I? What is this universe? What is life? And so this book gave me some hint or some vision into that. Like these sages who were describing this world, where were they seeing it from? You know, we live our lives. Where are we living from? Where were these sages? So that was became, it wasn't an intellectual. It was part of a spiritual quest. And the Tao seemed to be one of the earliest texts that I stumbled upon and felt there was something there. More like it was a hint. They never really told you. Like a lot of it sounded like Zen koans kind of pointing to the truth, but never really, you know, explicating it in a clear manner.
Is that because the truth is by nature mysterious and hard to be bluntly direct about?
Well, that's the point. You know, I was trying to, my mind wanted to grasp onto some truth that I could, and that the whole Tao was kind of saying, hey, the very first line, you know, the Tao that can't be told is not the eternal Tao. I mean, right from the beginning, they're saying, hey, you're not going to get it. We're going to point you towards it. We're going to show you it, but you're not going to, the mind wants to grab it. You want something. You know, then I finally learned the Chinese. I really wanted to grab hold of the truth. And the mistake that we make is to rely too much upon the mind, to do everything. The one thing it can't do is show us that reality which is beyond the mind, which cannot be codified by the mind.
So what is the vehicle, the entranceway to the truth, if not through the mind?
It's sort of through your being. It's sort of through your, we could say it's through your heart on one level, but.